He was born into an Anglican clergyman's family in 1862, and when he was a very small child, his father took up the living of Great Livermere in the rural wilds of East Anglia in Suffolk. And this is a very, very remote spot, and a spot that's imbued with all kinds of historical and folkloric connections. The great Anglo-Saxon burial mounds of Sutton Hoo, for example, are just down the road. So I think coming from this clerical background, and his father was an evangelical preacher, I think, and so somebody for whom evocations of hellfire and judgment and damnation came quite readily. So he was brought up in this world, but he also spent much of his time and many of his summers down the road in Aldborough on the Suffolk coast, where he stayed with relatives. And this is an extraordinary spot. It's a long shingle beach fronting out onto the North Sea, and it's very, very bleak. And it's long drawn artists of a kind of wintry sensibility. George Crabbe, the poet, was the rector, the curate of Aldborough for many years, and wrote his masterpiece, Peter Grimes, there. Aldborough drew Benjamin Britten, who found Crabbe's masterpiece and turned it into his own masterpiece, Peter Grimes. And so, you know, there is this kind of this landscape of shingle beaches, of the sea, of the flat lands, saturated in history and folklore, with the groins going down into the sea and Martello towers in the distance. And this was the landscape in which James was brought up, and it's the landscape which informs his writing very, very heavily.